Tent or Audio presents Fully Alive, Discovering What Matters Most by Timothy Shriver. Narrated by David Drummond. The glory of God is a human being fully alive. Irenaeus. Introduction. A School of the Heart. The Yale Bull was already 81 years old in 1995, but it looked 175. Its crumbling concrete walls were overgrown with trees, its warped bench seats painted over dozens of times to withstand the cracking. It wasn't ready to handle 75,000 cheering fans. It wasn't designed for a presidential visit either, with the massive security requirements, extensive evacuation routes, and shielded spaces a president requires. Nor was the field big enough to hold 7,000 athletes with special needs, along with coaches and volunteers, or to accommodate a stage fit for a stadium show. Parking wasn't adequate, because entire lots had been taken over for other purposes, one for a helicopter landing pad for the president, others for makeshift soccer fields, and still others for bus staging. But we chose the Yale Bowl for the Special Olympics World Games opening ceremony anyway. So on the evening of July 1, 1995, the President of the United States, Bill Clinton, and First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton landed in an adjacent field on Marine One, while athletes from 150 countries arrived by bus and paraded through the single entrance tunnel, and 75,000 spectators fought their way through neighborhood streets to sit on wooden bleachers and cheer the arrival of the biggest sporting event in the world. It was chaos. As the athletes arrived at the Yale Bowl that night, each participant was given a disposable camera.